This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer, a free-for-all Friday.
You're asking to hear something I don't want to say, but if I do say it, I think you ought to hear it.
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
All right, then you asked for it.
Yes, we did. So lay it on us. Free for All Friday means you set the tone. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Good afternoon and welcome to this Free for All Friday. Of course, it's the day that you set the tone, you set the agenda, and we talk about what you want to talk about. But here's what's been happening all week, especially if you missed any of it. Yesterday, we were talking about the province invoking the notwithstanding clause for something that will help them out in the election campaign. A lot of people had a lot to say about that. So if you couldn't get through or if you had a different thought, give us a shout. Most of the week was taken up with that horrific attack on the Muslim family in London, Ontario, with the only survivor being that 9-year-old boy who is still in hospital. Terrible, horrible story. And here is something else that I want to talk about that's also come up, and that is this business about second shots for people who had AstraZeneca as their first shot and who wanted as their second shot. The province is holding fast to this 12-week interval. They say that's the optimal time, which is true. But if you'll recall, a little while ago, when they had those short-dated doses that they wanted to unload, they let some people get the second dose a little earlier. And even if the best time is 12 weeks, if you reduce that by a week or so, you're not really going to lose that much. I'm just wondering, is there some kind of supply issue? Because as far as I understand, they took delivery of about 250,000 doses a very short while ago. And, you know, I've been asking for it. And the truth is, pharmacists have no idea when they're getting their AstraZeneca. Most of them will not even give you an appointment for when your 12 weeks are up. My 12 weeks are up on Monday. I actually do have an appointment, which is very lucky, but the pharmacy told me, hey, we're not entirely sure if we're getting any. So what is up with that? Why are they doing this? And the other thing that has me scratching my head, you know, it'd be one thing we can blame politicians for something, but all of them or all the high profile ones that we saw getting their shots got AstraZeneca. So what is up with that? And before I start taking the call, the other thing that was interesting was that when we first heard that people were getting their second shot, Pfizer people were up in arms because they were saying, oh, well, they're breaking the queue. They're jumping the queue because younger people who've taken AstraZeneca are going to get ahead of older people who got Pfizer. Well, now people who are a lot younger who got Pfizer are getting their second shots before we are. So let me give the numbers out. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And let's go to Brenda in Toronto. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Libby.
You're on the air. Go ahead. You want to talk about your second shot?
Well, I've been trying to get my second shot. That's my problem. I've been turned away twice now. I had a first shot of AstraZeneca back in March.
March what?
March 25th.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And given I thought there was a supply issue with AstraZeneca because the pharmacy didn't have any available to provide a second appointment, I began searching for appointments as soon as they approved the mix and match. So last week I had an appointment set. I got it online, appointment set at the North York General Seneca campus. I went up and was turned away. I was turned away ostensibly because I had AstraZeneca as a first shot, and they, in particular, were not yet approved to give Pfizer.
Okay, well, here's something, you know, in terms of the 12 weeks, our newscaster, Chris Ross, was telling me she saw people who stood in line at a pharmacy and were 2 days short of the 12 weeks and they were turned away.
Well, I thought that that could happen, but that wasn't the reason I was turned away. And I got on and got another appointment for today at the Scarborough Health Network, and I was turned away again today to get a Pfizer follow-up. And the reason given there was that they have counted the number that they had for first shots. They want to make sure they have what they need for second shots. But the core of my beef, Libby, is that if they have criteria that they know they're going to follow, how come I get a confirmation and an appointment? Yet when I get to the site, they know they have the information that they need to turn me away. So I feel like
it's pretty, I mean, there's 34 public health units and it's a confusing mass of information. You can get your second dose if you're in a hotspot, but not if you're not in a hotspot. And everything ends up depending on their supply.
I feel like the general public is expected to know the little nuances of the bureaucratic differences between a hospital or a public health network or a provincial site. It's a real maze. And anyway, I was really hot about it today, so I thought I'd give you a call. And
well, you know what? A lot of people are. And, on the one hand, I talk to people who have zero problem getting a second shot. I mean, I have friends who are younger than me, by the way, who say, you know, I rolled up at this clinic and it was the end of the day and there was no one there and I got my second shot of Pfizer in 5 minutes.
That's the maze we're in, you know, yeah. And I felt like, okay, I followed the mantra, get the first vaccine available. The best vaccine is the first one available. So I did. And now it seems like a big challenge to get the follow-up. So
if you want a second dose of AstraZeneca, your 12 weeks is coming up next week.
Yeah, I did check with the pharmacy. Like your introduction today said that they weren't at all sure, right, about
right.
their supply. And that was the last information I had from the pharmacy. I got a Z-at. So, but you know what? I'll stay with it. But I just find it enormously frustrating.
I don't blame you. It is not optimal and it's very uneven. And that's why a lot of people feel that it's unfair.
Right.
You know, at least they're trying to target these hotspots with the variant because the reason that people want their shot early is because we've been told that when it comes to this new Delta variant, the first shot is not that effective. So people will say, hey, I'll trade a week's worth of efficacy from the clinical trial for coverage against the variant.
Well, exactly. You know, I think people are highly motivated, I think, overall. And also, depending on your personal circumstances, you know, my husband's immunocompromised. I am really, really eager to get, you know, as fully vaccinated as I can, because that's in my mind, too, to try to be protective of his health. So,
absolutely.
Anyway,
absolutely. Well, good luck to you. And, you know, keep in touch. Call back and let us know how it goes.
Okay, Libby. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now we have a first-time caller, Kevin in Mississauga. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Libby. My wife and I tried to make arrangements to get our second dose. Granted, we phoned on Monday morning, and we realized that it was the first day. But we phoned for the first hour. We were either getting disconnected or we were being told that they had technical difficulties. After about an hour, we finally did get in the queue. We were put on hold. We listened to some beautiful jazz music. We were being told how important our call was. After
right.
an hour of waiting, we got disconnected. We tried again. Again, another 45 minutes of trying, we finally did get a hold of somebody. The person we spoke with, and we all have accents. I can appreciate that. but I could not understand him. When I questioned him, my wife actually said, we want to sort of bring our second dose forward. We have our second dose scheduled for July the 24th. We'd like to bring it ahead. He was unaware of that they could be brought ahead. He was unaware that of anything, basically. And then he told us that he had to check with his supervisor. He put us on hold. We waited a couple of minutes. He came back. He was very polite, but he said he was waiting for his supervisor to see if he could bring it ahead. And I said, well, it's been advertised for about a week.
Should have been automatic.
It should have been automatic. Obviously, it wasn't. I'm wondering if Doug Ford, maybe he had members of his cabinet answering the phones. maybe, you know, maybe a senior person in the healthcare system. But the person was totally unaware of what was going on. He apologized. He said he wasn't aware that we could bring the dates forward.
Nice.
To make a long story short, we got so frustrated, we gave up. We now have our second dose booked through a local pharmacy. It's a Moderna, by the way. And just to give an example, it's just so frustrating. And I mean, Mr. Doug Ford and your senior officials, maybe they should be put on the phone to get an education.
Maybe they should. That'll learn them.
You wonder why they would put somebody on a phone, and no disrespect to the man, he was very polite, why they would put a person on a phone who, A, couldn't really speak the language.
Because they hired a lot of people in a hurry is probably the answer to that.
I'm wondering if maybe it was an offshore person I was speaking to.
Well, you know what? In a call center, that's always possible. That would be very surprising. But
I'm just wondering if maybe he would ask me if I need the duct cleaning.
No, that's going a bit too far. Anyway, Kevin, I'm glad that you got your appointment for Moderna. Even that's a bit of a victory because I tried a number of pharmacies where they would not give an appointment. If you're eligible now, get in line.
Well, they told me they would send me a message either Thursday or Friday. I haven't seen that yet. I'm going to phone the pharmacy. I'm assuming I'm down for tomorrow morning at 10:30. Maybe I'm assuming too much.
No, and eventually I did get an appointment. It just depends on supply. And I gather that some of them, though not all of them, are giving different vaccines on different days.
Okay.
So there you go. It's a big... Anyway, Kevin, good luck with that.
Thank you, Libby.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let us go to Fitzroy in Scarborough. Hi, Fitzroy.
Hello, Libby. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. And I'm a first-time caller, too.
Oh?
I'm a first-time caller, too.
You got the bell.
Thank you. I'm calling with a bit of frustration, just like my previous caller did. I am a senior, 75 over, and I had my first shot on March 21st, or March 31st, somewhere in the March area anyway. And I, according to the schedule they got, they said I'm due for my next shot at the end of July, July 21st. And with the program they brought on about second doses, I was hoping that it would be automatic to pull all those at the bottom up a bit sooner.
No, you have to reschedule your appointment yourself, and that is what is causing my phone lines to go nuts here because it's not necessarily that easy to reschedule. Where did you get your first
frustration? I faced myself. I tried going on the line on the first day. They said it was open for registration. I went on. I tried going on. I had my daughter try, and it's not giving me, like, I got my first shot at Scarborough Town, and when I try to get in there, it's sending me 30 odd kilometers away. I'm 70 something years old. I cannot drive 30 odd kilometers away to get a shot.
Are you near one of the Scarborough hospitals?
Yes, I'm close to Centenary or Scarborough General.
You might be able to get it there. And I don't know about those hospitals. Some of the hospitals have their own booking, which is a lot better than the provincial one. Mm-hmm. I hear you, Fitzroy, and all I can say is good luck to you.
The government should take better care of the seniors.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, we are not throwaway people anymore. That they're pushing as many vaccines as they can, but they are forgetting the seniors. They shouldn't move to the next stage until all seniors who want the vaccine get it.
A lot of people would agree with you. Fitzroy, I'm glad you called for the first time, and really wish you the best of luck doing this. All I can say is keep trying. It's really a mixed bag. It's time for our first break. Before we go to break, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. We seem to be focused on the trials and tribulations of booking that second shot. It is just so uneven. For some people, it has been a breeze. And for others, it's kind of a no-go. It's very frustrating. You can't get an appointment. Nobody will tell you anything. We've heard stories about people who answered the phone after an hour and didn't have the information. So call and tell me about your experience or about anything else you want to talk about. We still haven't touched on the emergency sitting of the legislature. They're invoking the notwithstanding clause to stop third parties. That's people like unions from spending election spending, or at least significant election spending. So we're taking that break, and we will be right back on the other side of it. Again, the number's 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-744-740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer.
When one considers the meaning of life, it is a struggle between alternative viewpoints of life itself.
A free-for-all Friday.
And without the ability to defend one's own viewpoint against other, perhaps more aggressive ideologies, then reasonableness and moderation could quite simply disappear.
Name your topic and be as deep as you like, as long as there's a point in there somewhere. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this Free for All Friday, and we're going to begin this part of the show still with the subject of second doses and whether it's easy or hard to access them. And it sure looks like they're both things are true. And if you're lucky, it's easy. And if you're not, it's not. Let's go to Beryl in Scarborough. Hi, Beryl.
Hello, Mayor Libby. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, fine, thank you. And you got a great show going today.
Thank you.
Okay, March 13th, I booked my AstraZeneca for March 15th.
Right.
For my first one. They called me on Wednesday to see if I wanted to come in for my second one. So the shoppers called me.
That's right.
And I got lucky, so I got to go have my second shot.
And it was probably very easy and painless.
So far, yeah.
No, I don't mean the shot. I mean the process. Yeah.
Yes, the process was very easy. Yes.
I mean, a lot of the pharmacists said, hang on, we'll call you. But the whole thing was kind of complicated because of supply. So I stopped into my local drugstore, you know, as they're getting something else. And, mm-hmm. and they said, oh, well, today we're doing Pfizer and we have to be sure we get the supply, and no, you can't have an appointment. And then, you know, I found another place, gave me an appointment, but they're hoping they get the supply.
And I was lucky because I wasn't due till July 15th to go back.
Well, that was the 4-month interval that was too long. So
yeah.
Everybody or should be trying to move up their second dose. But I'm okay. Glad it worked out so well for you.
Me too, because I'm working with kids in the fall. So here's hoping things go well for everybody else.
I hope so too. Beryl, thanks and have a great weekend.
A
it's gorgeous.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Tom in Ajax. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon. Let's see. Four of my friends have already received their second AstraZeneca shot. They were contacted and told to come in.
Okay.
Almost the day. Another friend of mine is getting his shot this afternoon, almost 12 weeks to the day. Scott decided to become a guinea pig, and he opted for Pfizer.
So
it is happening. I phoned the pharmacy. They told me, hey, you're not 12 weeks until a week and a half from now, so don't worry. We'll be in touch. Everything's fine.
Okay, yeah. I mean, some of the pharmacies are just, especially at the beginning of the week when this first came out, they were just swamped. And, I contacted some of our pharmacists that we know and that we talk to all the time. And when I first started contacting them about this, frankly, I knew more than they did. Because the government decides something and they have briefings, they tell the media, but they haven't told the actual people who are involved at the same time. So it's always a little more confused. I'm really glad your friends are doing that. That was the intention of the pharmacies, to call their own clients. But some of them are telling me that they don't have advance notice of having the supply, right?
That's kind of frightening, but they just told me, be patient, don't get upset, don't panic, everything will be fine, which is nice of them to say that.
Always good advice.
Yeah, the other thing yesterday when you had Stephen Del Dunso on there.
Okay, no need to be, no need to call him names.
I wanted to reach through the speakers and just slap him.
Okay, chill, buddy. You didn't like what he had to say.
Well, no. He's saying, okay, it's what Doug Ford is doing, okay, even the Star wrote articles this week, how it's not constitutional. Just because it's the first time doesn't make it a good thing. It doesn't make it a bad thing. But stop saying it's unconstitutional. It isn't. And he calls him saying all he's interested in doing is getting reelected. Well, he's hiding in a closet down the hall from the legislature with his 8 seats, saying anything he can to get notice so he can get elected.
Well, he's hoping to get elected. Doug Ford is not exactly showing his face in the middle of all this, too. And one interesting point that Stephen Del Duca made is that the campaign team seems to be having the upper hand now. And there is a very, very aggressive campaign manager. And you're right, it's not unconstitutional because it is part of the Constitution, but it is considered to be against our values because you override the rights that we all have in the Charter of Rights in order to put something in. And I mean, any way you look at it, they're not doing this out of some huge principle, even though they say they are. It's dealing with this election campaign.
Yeah, again, and they're politicians. This is what they do.
Exactly.
They prevaricate, they mislead, and they blame others for anything. And, him saying he's trying to do this to get attention when he himself is there doing this, trying to get attention, just shows me that no one ever told him growing up that, when you try and make others look bad, when you're trying to make yourself look good by making others look bad, it makes you look worse.
Okay, well, yeah, I thought he was quite aggressive yesterday, and given the subject matter, you didn't really need to be. Anyway, no. Tom, I agree with you on that. Not that Del Duca is, I respect him. He's a smart guy. Let's go to the next caller. And we've got Ray and Vaughn. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine. I'm fine. Go ahead.
I went for my AstraZeneca in March 5th. I got it. Anyways, I just got called the other day, and I got Pfizer.
And how did that go?
I'm driving transport. I feel all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because there are reports that there are more side effects with Pfizer as either the different shot or a second shot. And I know some people who had pretty bad, long-lived, but initial reaction to the Pfizer shot.
I might get a fever or something like that. That's normal.
Well, so are you happy you did it that way?
Yeah, my daughter talked me into it. She's from down New Brunswick, and according to her, they ain't even given that one out. The other one, AstraZeneca.
Sorry, they what?
They're not even given AstraZeneca in New Brunswick.
Okay, well,
that's what she said. But anyways, I'm done. Anyways, I got my second shot. I'm just glad.
Okay, you're done. You won't have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your call. Let me give the numbers out again. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. So we've heard from some people who were very frustrated trying to reschedule the second shots, and some people who had absolutely no problem at all. And that's the way it's going anyway. Let us go to Dave in Huntsville. You want to talk about COVID-19 passports?
I do, Libby.
Go ahead.
I have a suggestion.
Sure.
If they were to establish a dedicated page in new international passports that had the COVID vaccine information on it, and existing passports could have a special stamp similar to a stamp entered at an international entry point until they got a new passport. Both the page and the stamp would have to be close to non-forgeable as possible. And they could also be used for interprovincial travel.
The people I've been speaking to think that they don't think there will be some kind of requirement for interprovincial travel. So we'll have to see. The issue is that a lot of people are saying, oh, it's privacy, whatever. But we're going to need something for international travel.
Exactly.
And right now it's all over the map. The good news is, and again, I have to check if this is accurate, but apparently some countries are accepting the crumpled pieces of paper that we get here as proof. So
okay.
So there's something. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Vince in Welland. Hi, Vince.
Oh, hi. Long time, couple of years. Yeah, my appointment would have been July 15th, but I'm very good with the phone. So I got through the first time on March the 25th, my first injection. And then I called when they said that I could call. I'm 81. And I'm going today for my second shot. My friend in Florida, my ham operator in Florida, he had in February after 3 weeks. And the second shot, he had problem about 4 hours, and then he was okay. So I should be okay. I'm going today at 5 o'clock. I got the appointment.
That's great. When you're getting a Pfizer?
As I know, yes.
Hmm. Interesting. And the first one was Pfizer?
I'm pretty sure that's right. I think I got it written down.
Okay, well, that's good. And you made a good point. People in the States got their shots a lot before we did. And now,
I got the paper, and I got the best thing, all in Braille. As you know, I'm a blind person, all in Braille. Then my son is going to write it down. So my son is taking me in Fontail here on Highway 20.
Okay. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With that.
Nice to talk to you again.
Okay. Nice to talk to you. Let's go to Sita in Mississauga. Hello, Sita.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I feel sorry that you guys are all having such a hard time getting your vaccine, but hang in there. It'll come.
Oh, did you get your second shot?
Yeah, we did a while ago. I thought 2 weeks ago.
How did you? That was in the first round of the AstraZeneca shots?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good for you.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to give a shout out to our medical center. They reach out to us. They call us, and we just fill out the consent form,
mm-hmm.
and then they called us back when an appointment and did everything. It just went nicely, but I wouldn't brag about it because I know everybody else is having a hard time.
Okay.
But anyway, I would like to speak about the residential children. school. It is so sad what happened to the residential school children. We can no longer ignore this by lowering our flag, apology, or acknowledge a day of remembrance. I am now happy that our government decided to do more by releasing funds to the survival and checking up and taking up all the sites, the old sites, school sites.
Mm-hmm.
But shame on the Pope. Why is he not apologizing and releasing information so the people of Canada can have closure? Gandhi said, like, history is history. We cannot change the past, but we can learn from it. Gandhi said, an eye for an eye, and the world will go blind.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering the same things you are wondering.
Yes. And even the statues, I really don't agree that they should be out there because they are evil in a sense, but they should be all be placed in a history museum. That's where they belong.
History, right. The statues, I think we can decide we don't want statues in public places anymore, but I don't think they should be vandalized.
Exactly.
I don't think that you should just topple a statue and vandalize it and nobody does or says anything about it.
Exactly.
That's just not the way to do things.
No, because we're just repeating past. We are breaking the law. We are showing hatred. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are not solving a problem because next thing you know, it could be rioting and burning of this. What are we going to do? Burning the history books?
Hope not. Sita, thank you very much for your call.
And thank you.
Right. Let us go to Dennis in Brampton. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Libby. Thank you for taking my call. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Lawrence Lowe and the Peel Region. I must say, from the very beginning, their site was easy to navigate, and follow-ups were prompt and on time, and we were able successfully to book a second shot at our doctor's office on Wednesday of this week.
You know what? I have to say, I have a lot of respect for Dr. Lowe, and I think he's been doing a great job.
Absolutely.
And he's a frequent guest here.
I know he is. I listen all the time. And you know what? I'm happy to live in Peel Region with a leader like that. And he had no hesitation in making tough decisions and doing what he thought was right, despite sometimes what was coming from the province.
Yep. That's what makes a good leader.
You got it.
And good luck with your shot on Wednesday.
All done. No, we had it already.
Oh, last Wednesday. Yeah. Excellent.
Yep. And I had zero side effects, but my wife was down for the day. She was fatigued, tired, and loss of appetite. She's fine now.
Okay. Well, they warned us. That's nothing to get too worried about, that'll happen.
Yep. Good luck with getting your second shot, Libby. Should be soon, I hope.
Well, it's supposed to happen on Monday. I'm going to be off on Monday in case I get fatigued if I get the shot, and I'm sure I'll let everybody know what happened.
That's a good idea, actually, and we were advised to do the same. Just don't book anything the day after, but it's usually gone in one day, whatever it is, and you're good to go.
Well, yeah, that's right. When I got the first shot, I got it at the end of the day, and I was very, I just went to bed because I was fatigued. Wasn't a big deal. But yeah. Anyway, so Dennis, have a nice weekend.
As well. You too, Libby.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And a beautiful weekend it is. Here's another question for you. Patios are now open in Toronto with a maximum of 4 people. So are you planning to go out to sit on a patio, to have a drink, to see some friends, have a bite? Or are there any other exciting plans for the weekend? We're getting there. So do let me know. We're going to take another break, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. We'll be right back.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer. A free-for-all Friday. Step up, say your piece, and we promise not to interrupt.
Excuse me!
Just be lively about it. We have a lot of listeners hanging on your every word. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this Free for All Friday. It is a beautiful day. Patios are now open. Does anybody have great plans to sit on a patio and have a drink or a bite for the first time in a very long time? But in the meantime, we're talking about getting our second shots. So let us go to Annette in Etobicoke. Hi, Annette.
Hi. I'm 86. I live alone. And my first shot was in March, Pfizer at Mississauga Hospital. And somehow I got a message on my phone to go for my second shot way out, I don't know where, Athletic Wellness Center, which is an hour and a half away from me.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's no way I can do that. I don't have a driver, and I don't know. Do I phone and cancel? How do I do that? I can't make it.
That's a good question. You know, a lot of pharmacies have Pfizer. I'm sure that, I mean, it says Etobicoke, but, you know, I'm sure that there is a pharmacy that's a lot closer that has...
Yes.
Pfizer and can give you a second Pfizer shot. So I would try to book that before canceling.
Like Royal York and Bloor. Yeah.
That
is my closest.
Well, it depends what they have and when they have it. But,
right.
But,
so if I've had Pfizer, do I have to have Pfizer again?
You can have Pfizer or Moderna.
Moderna.
But a Pfizer is more available than Moderna, so...
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
so
call around. That's what I would suggest you. Call around, find a pharmacy with Pfizer and see if they can do you.
I see.
Okay.
And do I have to phone to cancel the other one?
Well, you probably should, but I would book with the new one first.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I just didn't know if I had a choice as to what I should get.
You can have either mRNA vaccine.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck with that.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, the numbers, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. We've been talking mostly about the difficulty or the ease of getting a second shot, but also... Let me know. Do you have special plans on the weekend? Maybe there are some people out there who have already been on a patio enjoying summer air and a bite. I mean, it's been so long since we did that. I'm really looking forward to it. And now let us go to Anita in Mississauga. Hello, Anita.
Good afternoon, Libby. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for taking my call. I just have a little beef about vaccinations. My husband and myself, we both had our second shot about a couple of weeks ago, and we went to the UTM in Mississauga, and they were very well organized, excellent. But yesterday, my brother-in-law went for his second shot, and it was absolutely empty. It was early in the afternoon, and he said the nurses just were sitting down waiting for people to come. So,
what's UTM?
In Mississauga.
What is it? Is it a...
It's a sports... it's a UTM.
Okay, so...
Athletics and wellness.
They've been complaining. The authorities have been complaining that a lot of people are not showing up for their appointments.
Oh, that's awful.
And that there's not necessarily all the demand that they want to see, and that's why they're expanding the eligibility.
Yeah, well, that's just too bad that, you know, people can just walk in when it's like that. So that was my only beef. But otherwise, they're excellent, the UTM in Mississauga.
That's University of Toronto.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Thank you, Libby.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. And, you know, if Anita had her shots 2 weeks ago, that means she's hitting her time of immunity. Isn't that nice? Let's go to Rachel in Brampton. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Libby. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I just got mine, the second dose yesterday.
Okay.
Basically, what I wanted to share is with people, I tried to do it online. It didn't work, right? So, although my second appointment was in August, so the first one I got is April 5th, and they said you can go ahead and get the second shot. So I tried to do it with online. It didn't work. So what I did is I looked at some of the shoppers around our area who has the Moderna vaccine, and I just started calling. So they just basically said, call back when we have it. I said, when are you going to have it? She said, I guess Wednesday. And then I called in and they booked me and just said, they said, just come in and get it. That's how I did it. I guess it's, you just called, you know.
Well, it's easy. I tried calling a lot of places right at the beginning, and their lines, they were just swamped. But it's easier now. But again, some of the issue is they don't necessarily know what they're getting, when
exactly.
they're getting it. And there seems to be more of a holdup with AstraZeneca because a lot of people want to get the same shot for the second dose as they did for the first.
Yes, my husband got AstraZeneca way before me, and he's still waiting. And he said, I don't want to get the cocktail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's still waiting, right?
Yeah, he's still waiting. And like he said that I should never get that because he got vaccinated from all of us. He was the first one. And now my son got the Pfizer, and now he's eligible to get the second one, which is soon.
Wouldn't that be a little strange if your son gets it before your husband?
Oh, no, he will get it because they say the pharmacy say that he can come and get the Pfizer vaccine second. Or then my husband is a teacher and still waiting.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a lot of people are a little miffed about that.
Right. No, he's not happy at all.
Okay, Rachel, have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
The number is 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And we've been talking about our second shots. Nobody has called in to tell me they've either been on a patio or are going soon. And the weather's great. Can also think about nice things. Let us go to Carol in Toronto. Hello, Carol.
Oh, hi. I'm a first-time caller.
Wait. There you go.
Thank
Three
you.
Three people got the bell today.
Thank you. Yeah, I heard. The second shot frustration, I suppose. I had mine at St. Joe's Hospital mm-hmm. on April 2nd, and my husband had his first out at the International Center. He's a bit older than me, so he had his March 31st, and we both were given a July date. So then last week, I went online to register us both at St. Joe's, and they accept my form. They confirmed it. They got it. Last night, I got a text with my appointment for next Wednesday at St. Joe's, but nothing for him. So when I called this morning, got through, and I had no wait to talk to somebody, she said since he didn't have his first there, he couldn't have his second. And I was to go to the next step was to go to the provincial line.
Yeah, so, that's possible. I mean, the hospitals all seem to have very different and separate rules.
Okay. Well, there's nothing I can do about it, but I just thought I would make my comment. And it is frustrating.
What shot did your husband have?
We both had the Pfizer.
You know what? A lot of pharmacies have Pfizer now.
Yes, I heard you say that. So, I mean, I guess I just have to start calling.
Yeah, some of them are still giving them. I mean, it's all over the map. Some of them are still giving them as first doses. But if he doesn't want to go wherever he was before.
It's just, it's a bit of a distance.
Yeah. We also heard callers saying that when they got to some of these big stadiums and places where those clinics are being offered, that there was nobody there. So
I heard that. I just heard the lady say that.
If he drives to one of those with an appointment, he'll probably get in and out real quick.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a problem. He does have a July date if we, run into any trouble, trying to get it sooner. But, I just have to pursue it. And it's the phone calls or, going
I'm sure
on.
You'll get it sooner than July. I have no doubt. But
so just on another note, we had our first engagement with friends tomorrow night. She booked us back in April for tomorrow night's date for an outside dinner on her patio. So we are really looking forward to that.
Back in April, okay, that was good.
Yeah, you know, I was driving back from having my first shot, and I get this text, and she says, anything on your calendar for June the 12th? Oh, let me check. I'll have to check on that.
You know, I used to get requests like that and make requests like that, you know, back when we all had lives and
we
were busy. But it's now somebody's saying, are you free that night?
Yeah,
well, yeah, let me check.
We made a joke about it. So there's six of us. We're old friends. And this will be a first. So that's what we're doing. And I think the weather should be A-OK for tomorrow.
Perfect. Well, six, yeah. So this is the first weekend you can have six. So that's great.
That's right. Yeah, terrific. And then I have another one with my grandson's birthday Sunday. And there's eight in our group. So what, I think we can have 10, right?
Yep.
Outside. So it's all working out in our favor.
Okay, well, like you are a social butterfly.
Oh, yeah. Normally I am, but I haven't been for months. Anyways,
have a
great
wonderful
weekend.
Time. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. Let us go. Let me give the numbers out again. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. 40. We still do have a few minutes left here. We have been talking about the rollout and people's different experiences. And we just heard from a caller who has a very full weekend of pleasant social activity. So good for her. And let's go to Bruce in King City. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Libby. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just commenting, you probably saw Doug's or open letter to Doug Ford about all the early adapter AZ people doing what was asked, jumping on it, and then trying to book a second AZ shot online.
I did not see it, so why don't you just quickly tell us what was
in
it?
Basically, just that in a nutshell, that we did what we were asked. My wife and I got the first pharmacy trial, like, because we were both going to be 60 in the window back in March. And then now you try and book a second AZ online and it keeps kicking you out, or it says, well, you have to go to a pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. No. They only have it in pharmacies.
Okay. But so that explains that. But
well, where did you get it?
Where did I get it?
Yeah, originally.
Yeah, at a pharmacy.
Yeah,
and
well,
that was my tip to people. If you got, call the pharmacy you got it at. I called shortly after we got our first one just to see about booking. She said, oh, yeah, we've already booked your second one for approximately 12 weeks out. I think it was 14. It would have been June 23rd or something, which just passed the 12 weeks. It's actually June 13th. But then I called them back and said, oh, well, we were about to call you and tell you that. And then when I called them a couple of weeks ago, I said, okay, can we move it up now? So it's exactly 12 weeks. The first person I talked to said, oh, well, we only have Pfizer here. I said, yeah, well, okay, I'll take whatever I can get. But he said he didn't have appointments and would put me on a waiting list. I said, well, I already have an appointment. I just want to know if I can move it up. And then I called back again, I think, Tuesday of this week, and she said, oh yeah, well, can you come on Saturday, we have AZ.
Well, okay. That's part of the problem, is that the government is controlling the supply, more or less, and if it's a Shoppers, they do their own distribution, but it's the government that's controlling the supply. And what I've been hearing from pharmacists that I talk to is they do not know until the last minute what they're getting or when they're getting it. So
yeah,
that's part of the problem. It's like I've talked to a number of them saying, well, can I book an AstraZeneca? Well, we don't know when we're getting the AstraZeneca.
Yeah, I'm sure that's so. Maybe I just got lucky that when I called back, they had it. Because like I said, whoever I talked to the first time, they didn't. But that comes back to the government distribution why aren't they making sure that all these pharmacies that were part of the pilot project, the first, like I said, first adapters, we did what you asked. Why aren't you making sure they have enough AZ to get the second?
Good question, because they said, yeah, those pharmacies are going to be stocked, but they aren't necessarily. Anyway, yeah. Bruce, good luck. I hope you get your shot. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Libby.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take one more very quick call, Peter in Brampton.
Hi, Libby. First time caller.
Oh, our fourth. Okay, but you only have 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, I went to the Brampton Civic Hospital when I heard the 70 to 79-year-olds were available. I got my first Pfizer March 30th and a confirmed appointment for July the 20th. But when they updated it, I was able to reschedule my appointment for July the 6th. So I'm quite happy to get my second shot 2 weeks earlier.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, William Osler Health System. They have their own online connection.
Right. A lot of people, though, with Pfizer are getting their shots, you know, within in about a month. So.
Yeah, well, that was at the time they gave me an appointment, a second appointment for July 20th. But when they lowered the age group again the second time around, I went back and I got it advanced to July the 6th.
Okay, that's good. Peter, thanks for your call. I've got to go. I'm out of time.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. And that's all the time we have for Fight Back for today and for this week. Jane Brown will be here on Monday. I'll be back Tuesday. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.